San Pantaleo, Dolianova, the Dolianova Cathedral, dedicated to Saint Pantaleon, in Italian San Pantaleo, is one of the most important Pisan Romanesque-style churches in Sardinia, with some Gothic elements. Its construction took place in three phases between 1100 and 1289, and it was built of sandstone. The area of the former cathedral of St. Pantaleon has numerous archaeological remains, ranging from the prehistoric to the early Christian period. In the church site, there is a baptismal font dating from the 5th to the 6th century, and a pillar dated from the second half of the 10th century, showing the attendance of the Christian well before the construction of the church. The studies conducted on the monument shows the presence of an old church of the early Middle Ages that was a cathedral when the diocese was established in Dolia in 1089. In 1503, the Diocese of Dolia, the ancient name of Dolianova, was suppressed and merged into the Archdiocese of Cagliari. It is now a co-cathedral. The church has a facade horizontally divided into two parts. At the bottom, there are three portals with architrave and arch. On the architrave of the central portal, there is a sculpture depicting a coiled snake among reeds, according to St. Pantaleon's legend, and it was assumed that this lintel is much older than the church. The front top has a central window and ends with a wall of triangular shape decorated with arches resting on slender columns. A square bell tower stands on the left, horizontally divided into two parts. The bell tower has a pyramid-shaped stone roof covering. On the left side of the church, at about 4 foot or 1.30 meters, far from the side entrance, there is a funerary monument dating to the end of 1200, which consists of an ancient sarcophagus mounted on Roman columns and surmounted by an arch supported by slender octagonal pillars. Internally, the church is divided into three parts, with a nave and two aisles, divided by partition walls and cruciform pilasters. Some of them are of the Gothic polycolumn type. The interior covering is made entirely of wood. On the right side, at about 2 meters far from the main entrance, there is a baptismal font surrounded by four columns. Two of them are based on lions. On the right, on the font, there are sculpted capitals that portray New Testament scenes, such as the Nativity and the Adoration of the Magi. Behind the altar, it is painted the date 1289, the year of the consecration of the cathedral. Along the right wall, between the first pillar and the side entrance, there is a wooden crucifix dating between the 15th and the 16th century. At about 22 feet or 7 meters far from the crucifix, there is a 14th century fresco inserted in a red painted frame with three concentric circles inside. The central circle depicts the crucified Christ, while in the other two circles there are saints and prophets. From the cross, some branches come out with spheres containing phrases of religious piety. On the right side of the frame, St. Francis is depicted while giving a blessing with his right hand. The fresco of the apse is heavily damaged, and it is preserved only in part. It dates back to 1261 to 1289, and represents a scene of the Last Judgment with Christ enthroned in the center within a mandorla, that is, a visica piscis-shaped aureola of light around him, surrounded by two angels and two other unknown saints, perhaps identified with the Virgin Mary, and St. John the Baptist with apostles, angels, and two small trees, probably the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. The medieval St. Pantaleon's retable, dating to the end of the 15th century, is located on the left side of the fresco, and it is composed by six paintings on wood, horizontally split in two rows of three parts. At the center, St. Pantaleon is depicted as a doctor performing miracles, while at the top the Madonna of the book is depicted with the infant Jesus, angels, and a bishop kneeling down before her. In the four side panels around, there are shown some scenes of martyrdom, which occurred in the year 305 during the persecution of Diocletian.